Hi, this is the To-Do List of the Semi-Adult Podcast with Ray from Ray's Days and Jules from Oven Lovin', where we talk about never having it totally together, but faking it anyway. Hi, Jules.
Hi, Ray.
How's it going?
How are you?
I'm okay. I am a little sick right now, but mostly I'm good. I went back to the doctor today and got some more medicine. So hopefully I'll get better soon.
That's good. I hope you feel better.
Thanks. How are you doing?
Being sick in the summer is the worst.
I know, because it's always so nice out in the winter. It's like nice to hunker down, but now I just want to be outside all the time.
I'm doing good. I did a lot of grocery shopping. I did my first adult trip to Costco this weekend.
What does that entail?
Well, because my parents shop like exclusively at Costco, and so I went with them a lot when I was a kid, but I was hoping to get some good prices on meat, which I think I did. We have two friends, Carrie and Chris, they're married, and they did all the research and like tracked their expenses for a number of months and decided that like a quarterly trip to Costco was save them money.
Oh, cool.
And so I'm like exclusively going off their research.
Okay, well, sounds good.
But I figured out last night that I spent $170 and we got 17 dinners worth of meat.
Wow.
So I feel like $10 a dinner for steak and chicken is pretty good.
Yeah. That sounds good.
So, yeah. So that was good, and that's pretty much all we've done this weekend.
Cool.
Yeah, it was fine. I like weekends of nothing.
Yeah, I think we needed a weekend of nothing after last weekend, which was super fun, but was also
it was super
exhausting.
Fun.
Jules and her husband and several of our other friends came to Chicago for the weekend to celebrate July 4th, and it was really, really, really fun, and also really, really, really tiring, but in the good way.
I know. It's funny how, like, when we're together, we, like, get no sleep, and, you know, we drink more than we would in our normal lives,
mm-hmm.
and we are out doing activities, and that can be really exhausting for a sustained period of time.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like that's something with getting older. Like, we didn't have that trouble 4 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely true.
What was your favorite part about Chicago? Or about, well, you live there, but about the trip?
I really liked having everyone over for lunch before we went to the baseball game, because it was nice to, you know, we used to do family dinners with everyone a lot in college and just have everyone over for dinner. So it was nice to have people over and making food. And it was nice to have, you know, see everyone in my kitchen and using my table and having a good time. I thought that was really fun.
Yeah, that was – Ray and I and our friends, we take trips a lot to see each other. We try and stay in touch as much as possible. And my favorite part about all of our trips, or the part that I remember most often, is cooking together, always. So I think that that is really fun. That when we graduated, the first trip we did was a New Year's trip to Hilton Head Island, where our friend was living at the time. And I'll never forget Anna making like 17 grilled cheeses because people kept buying them.
That sounds about right.
So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, you already kind of mentioned your first adult trip to Costco. So I was thinking we could talk about what we consider marks of adulthood for us.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think what's interesting is that, you know, our podcasts, we named our podcasts To-Do List of the Semi-Adult. And I think that's because we both don't really consider ourselves adults.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, obviously, like, legally and financially and in a lot of ways we are adults, but it's hard to feel like you have your life together all the time.
Yes.
And so Yeah, I think about that a lot. Like when I experience something that seems really adult, I think about like, oh, this must be another milestone of adulthood. And I think my very first one ever, which happened after college, which I'm a little bit embarrassed about, my very first mark of adulthood was the first time I painted my nails and didn't get nail polish all over my fingers.
That's a hard skill to master.
It was really hard for me. I don't know if I'm like if it was, I didn't, well, I wasn't allowed to paint my nails when I was growing up. So just because of the mess, obviously I struggled my whole life with this. But yeah, it was like a notable event in my life is when I like painted my right hand and it was actually fine.
No, I remember one time when I was little, I got nail polish on like a blanket or a sheet or something and got in so much trouble.
Yeah, I spilled, I dropped a bottle and it flipped in the air and it went on our carpet and then nail polish was outlawed.
Well, yeah, no, that's a good one because I always feel like to me when I have my excuse me, when I have my nails done, that to me makes me feel really together and like
Yeah.
my outfit's together, my appearance is nice, my nails are done and not chipped, which I mean, my nails are like always chipped, so this is rare for me, but yeah, it makes me feel like I am an adult who has it together for sure.
Yeah, I feel like that too. And when my nails are chipped, it's like 10 times worse than if I didn't have polish at all. Which I guess is real life. Like you shouldn't go to work with your nails chipped, but I do all the
Yeah,
time.
I struggle with that too. But yeah, sometimes lately I've just been taking it off. If I don't have time to fix it or something, I'll just like take it off real
Yeah,
quick and
yeah.
then go out the door. But
What is another milestone of adulthood that you have experienced?
well, one for me was kind of realizing that I was in charge of my own like dinner or staying out late, and you kind of, you know,
Oh,
in
yeah.
college you just do that and it's part of real life and being at college. And then I kind of remember thinking, man, all I really want right now is like ice cream. And then thinking, well, I can just do that. I can just have ice cream. Like no one is stopping me. And so I just had ice cream for dinner, which is like not the healthiest decision, but it made me feel like I can do this and I'm just going to choose to do it and deal with it. And it sounds good right now, so I'm going to do it. And so that was kind of a weird adulthood moment for me. The thing that really, though,
Yeah, but that's.
makes me feel the most adult is planning a vacation by far.
Yeah.
Because you know, you have to figure out the money and the work situation and taking time off and calling the pet sitter and doing all this stuff and then buying the tickets. But the thing that is cool to me is that because we are adults now and like in control of our lives and financially making these decisions, is if we want to go somewhere, we can do it. I mean, sometimes it's hard to make it work,
Yeah.
but if I want to go on this cool vacation to somewhere fun with my friends, all we have to do is figure out how to make it happen and go. There's no, again, there's like no one stopping us. You can do it if you can make it work. So that makes me feel really adult.
Yeah, I like being able to like choose where we're like because I feel like when you're a kid, like your parents, which it makes sense, your parents like choose where you're going and you're along for the ride and it's always fun, but being able to like choose where you go for a trip is really exciting.
I think so too.
I feel like I won't drink caffeine like after, or I won't drink coffee after 3 anymore. And that's like an adult thing because I'm like I have the forward thinking ability to realize like this is not a good decision. It will keep me up and sleep is essential.
Totally. I've been doing that lately too, been trying to cut back on caffeine and definitely not having it late in the day, for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like being an adult is having that ability to like see the future a little bit and like realize how your decisions will affect your future. And so the caffeine example is like a really small version of that, but like real or like not taking a nap, like not taking a nap in the afternoon is like a real example of like this would not work out for me later.
I feel like too, for me, it's I place more value on my like well-being and how I feel. And so I don't want to stay up too late because I know I'll feel worse the next day. So I want to get enough sleep, or like, I don't want to have caffeine because it'll make me jittery and I don't like that feeling. And so, you know, in college, it's just you have fun and do whatever and drink coffee to stay up all night to study. And it's now I place a lot more value right. on my physical well-being and like what is better for me to feel good. Just and healthy.
Yeah, I think that's another thing is that like realizing that it's okay to meet your needs, mm-hmm. whatever they are. And like I really like – do you read Captain Awkward?
Yes, I love that book, yes.
Yeah, I really like Captain Awkward for that reason, because her whole – all of her advice boils down to like you have a need and it's not being met either by someone or by – or you're not meeting it or whatever, and like here are steps to take to meet that need.
Yeah.
And I think like so often we will not speak up like when you're like in a group trip, like when you're with a group of people and you need to eat, mm-hmm. you're starving, you can feel yourself getting irritable, and you don't speak up because you're afraid that other people don't want to eat or it's not going to work out. And like by speaking up, you're like meeting your need, and no one cares. Right. Like everyone wants you to be your best self. So if you need to stop and get a sandwich, like stop and get a sandwich. Right. And I feel like that was a really important lesson to learn, is like, it's okay to like speak up and meet your needs.
Yeah. That's a really hard thing to learn. And I think it's hard too when you don't know yourself as well. Like I feel like a lot of being able to yeah. do that is knowing what your needs are and feeling comfortable with needing something and speaking up about that. And that's, you know, that's hard to do when you're younger and you're so unsure about a lot of things.
Yeah, I still struggle a lot. Like sometimes noise really bothers me. Like if we're in, if we're at someone's house and the TV is really loud and then people are talking mm-hmm. over the TV, I like struggle a lot. And it usually ends up with me like getting really, really irritable and being like, we need to turn the TV down right yeah. now. And I end up sounding really angry. And so I'm still trying to like address that need sooner. Yeah. So I'm more polite about mm-hmm. it, because that's something that I still struggle with, which is so simple. And no one, if people are talking over the TV, no one cares if we turn the right. television down. Right. That happens at AJ's parents a lot, is that I just like freak out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's an important thing to remember. The other thing that I really considered a mark of adulthood was that I had a trip planned to help you pack to move. Mm-hmm. And that same week, AJ's car broke and we quickly determined it was not worth fixing. And so I had to cancel my trip with you to go with him to the dealer to buy a car, since that's, you know, a joint decision. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time I had to choose my husband over my friends. And I don't get the opportunity very often to do mm-hmm. that because you guys live far away. But that was a big thing for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
And obviously, like – oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I get where you're coming from. I mean, we've kind of talked about this too. It's like hard – when you're younger, it's hard to balance your family and your friends. And that's still a constant struggle, I think, always. But then, yeah, when you're right. in relationships, how do you balance, like, your needs and your partner's needs and your friend's needs, and choosing these priorities are all really difficult.
Right. And, like, obviously, like, I would have chosen him. Like, this was an important joint decision we had to make. Like, it wasn't a hard decision, right. but the act of doing it was a milestone.
Right, yeah.
So... do you have any other marks of adulthood?
None that I can really think of.
I had been talking to people about this, and I can't – someone said something, and I can't remember what it was, which is unfortunate.
Yeah. If you guys listening have any ones yourself, let us know. You can reach out in the comments or on Twitter, and that would be fun to hear that.
I would love that. I guess I feel like going home this fall. So I'm going home this fall to help my parents out with some things. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that is a pretty big, that was like a big decision and like something that I'm happy to do and happy to be able to do. Mm. And so it's like the first time that I'm going to go and help my parents instead of them like coming to help me.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. So, wow, that was a quick one.
I know, I feel very adult right now.
We're being so
I
brief and
know.
concise. Do you want to go into our lightning
Yeah,
round?
that sounds good.
Okay, cool. What was your favorite outfit last week?
Well, since I haven't been feeling well, I have mostly been working from home, so my outfits have mostly been kind of fancy workout wear. So I guess that's like my
That sounds
favorite outfit,
amazing.
like a yoga pants and a tank top or something. I like being a little bit coordinated in my loungewear, which also kind of makes me feel like I have it together. So that's kind of fun in a way. But yeah, I haven't done much out and
Yeah.
about this week. What has your favorite
Yeah.
outfit been?
Oh, gosh, I feel like I haven't. Well, this is something. It's not really a favorite outfit, but it's related. I was going to the gym and I put on a t-shirt that I had bought a couple of years ago, the weekend we got engaged. So that was 2012. And it was really loose on me. So that was really
Oh, that is
exciting as
exciting.
I continued to, yeah, I continue to try and lose weight, and it's fun to see those tangible
Yeah,
results.
that's awesome.
Yeah, so that I think wearing it's like a stupid Steelers shirt. I don't even like the shirt, but it was really exciting for it to be looser on me.
That's
So,
awesome.
what are you reading right now?
Well, I just finished Mr. Mercedes by Stephen King last week, and I really enjoyed that. I thought it was a really fun summer read, like a kind of crime novel, mystery kind of. And I just started reading The Preacher, which is a graphic novel comic book series that I've heard wonderful things about, and it's kind of different than anything I've read before. So I just started book one of that, and I'm not totally sure what's going on yet, but it is interesting and very different. So that's
Is
fun.
there a lot of volumes out right now?
Yeah, it's all completed. I'm reading the versions that are I don't know if they're like a special edition or something, but they kind of have more issues packed into this book with like extra artwork and stuff like that, I think. So
Oh,
I think
okay.
there's like seven of these books, but maybe like I don't even know how many overall in the normal books, maybe like between 10 and 15. I should look that up. And so, yeah, so there's going to be several more books total, and I'm probably a little bit past way the middle of this book one.
Are you reading it on your
I
Kindle?
have the actual physical books that I borrowed. I'm borrowing them from Michael. So I have the actual books, which I
Oh,
kind of
okay.
like. I mean, I like digitally reading comic books too, in a lot of ways. That's the quickest way to get a new issue for me. But I kind of like having the physical books when it's a big book because I like looking at the pictures and flipping back and forth. I feel like it's a little easier. So
I wonder if you can check out graphic novels from a
probably
library.
if they have them. I actually on my list of things to do is to get a library card, so I'm hoping to do that soon. And yeah, I should check those out.
I love the library.
Yes, totally. But yeah, so that's been really good and interesting. It's kind of a crazy story from what I can tell. This like preacher is the main guy, and it's like very violent and crazy so far already. And
Is the preacher a superhero name or is it a
he's
actual
an
person who stands at a pulpit?
actual preacher, but I think he's also
Okay.
got some like special abilities too. But yeah, he's an actual
Okay.
preacher who like preaches at a church, and he is
Cool,
on the
interesting.
search for God, and he's gonna go out and find
Oh.
him because he's got some questions he needs answers to.
That's amazing. That's cool. I like it.
Yeah, so it's cool. So it's been good so far. So I'm excited because I've heard about this for so long. I'm excited to get into it now.
Cool.
Yeah. What are you reading?
Well, I finally finished the Julia Child book. Thank God. It was a long haul. I enjoyed it. It was interesting, but it was just I just didn't, there was not a plot to speak of. So it was just like her memoirs, which was interesting, but I kind of wish that there was more of a, like a problem she had to solve or something.
Yeah, I get that.
So I just started Tender at the Bone by Ruth Reichel. I don't know how to pronounce her last name.
That's okay.
And it's another food-related book. I'm excited. I'm going to post about Julia Child. I'm going to actually, like, make a post this weekend on the blog. And I'm going to post about the Julia Child book because there are, like, some really, really fun quotes. And I think I'm going to have Tender at the Bone be the next book club, Oven Lovin' book club book. So, but I just barely started it.
Oh, okay, so. Cool. Well, so what are you cooking?
So I've been making these smoothies that are incredible.
I love smoothies.
Yeah, so I right now I'm drinking a kale peach smoothie. But I really like the kale mango one that I'm making, and basically you start with like a, well, I have in this one peach yogurt, protein powder, almond milk, kale, and frozen peaches.
That sounds
awesome. So you, the secret to making a really good kale smoothie is to start with your green base. So you just start with the almond milk and yogurt and kale and mix that, and then you add the other stuff, and it's delicious. So are you cooking anything good? Are you even eating because of your sickness?
Yeah, I am. Well, actually, Michael brought over like soup and popsicles and some frozen stuff with a lot of spices so I could taste it. So that was super nice. So I've been mostly doing that and having some soup and tea and boring stuff like that.
That is so sweet,
yeah,
though.
It was very, very nice. And he brought orange juice, too. So I've been trying to have orange juice. And but yeah, it was super, super nice. And I've been eating that. So that's really nice to have, to not have to leave and go out and get stuff.
Yeah, that is great. I'm just dying. And that's so cute.
Yeah, it was really nice.
So I assume your thorn is being sick.
Yes, that is correct. My thorn is
What about your
sick.
Rose and your bud?
My rose was you guys visiting, which was, of course, wonderful. My thorn is being sick, and my bud is next weekend. I will hopefully be better by then. We are going to Michigan with Michael's family, and I'm really excited about that. And we'll hopefully be.
So, are you going to the same place that you went earlier this summer?
Yes. Yeah. We're going back to the same place, okay. Which was so beautiful and so nice. So, I'm really excited to go back and spend more time there. We'll have, a couple extra days this time. So, that will be nice.
That's great. That's really fun. How far away is it?
It's about 5.5 or 6 hours drive. So, we're leaving. We're not going to, like, rush out first thing, but, you know, leave early in the morning and to get there to hang out in the afternoon.
That'll be nice.
Yeah.
Well, I have the same rose. I really, really enjoyed the trip to Chicago. It was wonderful. Yeah. Chicago is just gorgeous. And I was thinking, I don't know if I've ever really been there in July, like in the summer.
Yeah, it's so nice in the summer.
Yeah, I've definitely been there in the winter, and I've definitely been there in the spring, but the summer, the city is just gorgeous.
It is gorgeous. I'm shocked at how beautiful everything is, always. It's always, well, I mean, you know, this summer it's just been green everywhere and plants and beautiful weather.
And they have, like, planted flowers
everywhere. Yeah, it's really pretty.
I'm trying to think of a thorn. I don't really have one, which has been good.
Yeah, that is good. You can be thornless.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be thornless this week, which is really refreshing, actually.
Yeah, sounds good.
And my bud would be, well, it's sort of boring and work-related, but I am finishing up a few cases at work, which makes me feel really accomplished. So that would be my bud for the week, is I think I'll be turning in 2 cases.
Awesome. That's another mark of adulthood.
Yeah, right. When you're like excited about meeting
Yeah,
work
finishing something up.
deadlines.
Yeah.
All right. Well, cool. Well, I hope you feel better.
Thanks. Me
And
too.
where can we find you on the internet?
Well, you can always find me at raisedays.com and on Twitter at rclknudsen and on Instagram at rayknudsen.
Awesome. I am at ovenlovinblog.com and Twitter at Julesy and Instagram at Jules Frainer. So thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.